morning, well done. P5 in qualifying, P5 at the end of an interesting race one. Smile on your face says it all.
Yeah, absolutely. We like to finish where we started, at least, no lower. I wasn't sure what to expect coming into the day. Obviously, the change of condition, yeah. Wasn't sure at all. If I'm honest, it's probably the most nervous I've been in 11 weekends. Because we qualified so strongly and I didn't want to let the side down. So, yeah, really, really chuffed. Got off the line well, settled in, and then the pace when we did restart was absolutely fantastic.
A long time behind the safety car. Concentration can wander, can't it?
It can, yeah, because at one point you're thinking, are we going to just finish under safety car here? But you've got to prep, like you're going to restart, keep your tyres up to temp and do what you've got to do. And engineer was keeping me right with what was going on. And obviously I'm thankful that we did get 8 laps in and actually get to do some racing, because you never want to finish under a safety car either.
Absolutely. And changing conditions, one of the least favourable options for drivers, go out on wets, the track starts to dry and you get tyre degradation. How difficult was it to manage the tyres in that?
Again, the setup in the car was really, really good. It wasn't classed as a long run as such with 8 flying laps, but I would say the degradation wasn't bad. Managed the tyre quite well and actually started to catch Turkington by the end of it again. But quickly dropped the Toyotas behind me and I was happy to just settle, not take any risks. Probably could have pushed a little bit harder, a little bit more, but yeah, in hindsight, what was the point, you know? So just glad to keep it on the road, whereas last year I was, again, experience is such a wonderful thing. I said that to you at the media day, and using that word, I was thinking about it, you know, keep the head screwed on, because last year I was P9 in race one in the wet, and locked up and chucked it up myself. So it's just a case of just keep it on the track and bring it home.
Despite the late start, we're going to get 2 more races in today. The next race, in fact, look at that, that bright thing's appeared in the sky, the sun's come out. What crazy conditions, which means we're going to be on slicks, or you're going to be on slicks for the next race, which means some proper racing.
Absolutely, and then hopefully we can exploit our qualifying pace again, because I feel like we're in a real strong position to obviously, if we can obviously get off the line well, stay where we are, or move further up as well.
Really well done, great start.
Thank you.